This has been a good year for Android phones. iPhones might seem trendier, but more people have Android phones and even more are buying them in the U.S. and around the world. For our series, A Good Year, NPR's Sam Sanders explains why Android is so strong.
Google should definitely be celebrating this New Year's Eve. This year, Android's market share was 53%, compared to 29% for the iPhone. And those Android phones, they are everywhere.
Vanilla with a chocolate top.
Chocolate with vanilla top.
And two chocolate with vanilla top.
Drew Green's being a good boss and picking up a dozen cupcakes for the office at a food truck called Curbside Cupcakes in Northwest D.C.
All right, so that's going to be $27. And we'll swipe this right here for you.
Green's paying for the transaction with a credit card. She swipes it on an Android phone with a system called Square. It's Christy Whitfield's phone. She's one of the owners of Curbside Cupcakes.
We started on the iPhone, but then as we got more phones for the trucks, we went to the Android. It was an affordable choice, and it worked just as well as the iPhone, at least. And so it was the right choice for us because we didn't need all the things that the iPhone did just to run our business.
Pricing, usability, simplicity, these are all part of Android's appeal. But Hiawatha Bray, a tech writer at the Boston Globe, says there's one other thing that makes Android stand out. It's open source.
Anybody can take their software, break it down, analyze it, understand how it works.
It allows Android to get apps in their market with remarkable speed. So when Apple introduced Siri, the voice recognition technology, on the iPhone 4S, Android wasn't far behind.
There's this guy, and I think he's in Bangalore, India, who saw that, thought that was cool, and tried to create a knockoff, which he called Iris, and it started appearing in the Android market. And within a day or two of Siri, people with Android phones started to get a sort of a crude imitation of Siri.
But they don't just imitate. Android is available on multiple phones and service providers. So there are all kinds of Android phones. And some can do things iPhones can't. For example, the Casio GZ1 Commando.
It has been submerged at a depth of 3.25 feet for 30 minutes, subjected to rain at 3.9 inches
This is Verizon's Brenda Rainey. She's listing all of the military caliber tests the Commando went through before it went on sale.
For 1 hour, subjected to salt water spray for 24 hours, subjected to 95%.
So, yeah, you get the point. This is like the indestructible Navy SEAL Team 6 of smartphones. To prove it, I tested it with my friends Madeline Clayton and Ryan Whalen. We threw it down the stairs. We threw it in a frying pan.
Stirring the phone.
Slow simmered phone.
Final test. Beer. We submerged the Commando in Budweiser.
This is the king of beers.
Would anyone ever try this with an iPhone? Well, they could, but they might not hear this sound at the end of their test.
Oh my God, it's ringing.
And it's bubbling. It's bubbling.
But Google's still got room for improvement, says Hiawatha Bray, especially when it comes to Android apps. Right now, the Android market is something like the Wild Wild West.
And Google tells you outright, we do not do any kind of testing to make sure that this app is safe.
That means malware and spyware on Android phones. It's a problem Apple doesn't have because they test their apps. Bray says the Android iPhone dynamic can be compared to another pair of competitive brands. Apple is Starbucks. Android, Dunkin' Donuts.
Both companies produce good coffee. But I gotta admit, I prefer Dunkin' Donuts because it's so unpretentious and straightforward.
It's the kind of comparison that makes the case that Android isn't just an iPhone competitor, but almost its antithesis. Sam Sanders, NPR News.